I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The biggest Democratic exercise in the world begins tomorrow. And if you're desperate to know freedom in Christ, keep listening. There's a story you won't want to miss. Today's broadcast is full of help and hope. In our first story, tomorrow kicks off a gargantuan exercise of democracy. I'm talking about India's general election. There are nearly 970 million eligible Indian voters. The polls open tomorrow, and the process will take 44 days in multiple phases across the country. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is campaigning for a third consecutive five-year term. Voters will also elect lower parliament house members. The outcome of this election will impact India's politics, culture, and Christian ministries. Christian persecution in India has risen the last several years under the current political system. But no matter the election's outcome, Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, says Indian Christians will remain faithful to the gospel.
We're thankful for partnerships that we have there, partnerships where they're willing to risk their livelihood and even possibly imprisonment, by understanding the importance of the Word of God, because it's the only thing that's going to deliver.
In fact, you can pray for a Mission Cry shipment headed to Resources Seminary in India right now.
This new seminary will be filled with Bibles and Christian books, seminary materials, instantly after the shipment that will be arriving over the next couple of months.
Pray for a growing gospel impact in India and ask God to grant Indians wisdom as they head to the polls over the next several weeks.
For us to send a container filled with $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books, it cost us $11,000.
Next, what happens when the desert gets even hotter? Well, the Middle East North Africa region already struggles with heat waves and droughts, and Bobby Sharia from MENA Leadership Center is worried that it'll only get worse.
The Middle East is basically is known for the most water-stressed region in the whole world, and climate change is affecting this.
Climate change means rising temperatures that evaporate water sources. Droughts devastate ecosystems and farms. Rising sea levels damage coastal towns. Water sources become points of conflict. And as the temperatures go up, the region faces pressure on all sides.
The region is really experiencing some frequent and intense heat waves. Temperatures sometimes will exceed 50 centigrades, around 122 Fahrenheit in the summer month.
As society buckles under the weight of these challenges, the church needs to be ready to take on some of the burden. It's about good stewardship of the earth.
Pray for the Middle East. Pray for the church to be ready to take its own position and role in terms of being a light and salt for the world.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, the Bible is full of joyful calls to freedom. But living in a sinful world with imperfect bodies can make it challenging to feel free in Christ. Set Free Ministries seeks to help Christians walk in the liberty that Jesus offers through their spiritual freedom ministry. Dean Vandermay with Set Free Ministries says,
what we do is we help people get untangled from the issues of life and the sin that can so easily entangle us just with everyday life. And so Freedom Ministry is, let's make sure we run with perseverance with no entanglements and no heavy burdens, no heavy weight. To do that, you have to be spiritually attuned and you have to be spiritually fit.
The ministry format is simple. The process begins with a freedom appointment. Set Free Ministry counselors read the Bible with people and then call them to repentance using a seven-step framework.
God has not changed. It's the same thing that He's going to call us to repentance and to walk in truth. And that's really the message of Jesus. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's the message of John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So nothing has changed. And so why would we change it? If we walk in truth, the truth will set us free. But in order to do that, we're going to have to do some repentance.
Set Free Ministries provides these appointments free of charge to help the body of Christ walk in freedom. Learn how you can join their work in our story today. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.